This podcast is a part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.
You'll be surprised.
It's only 30 All right. minutes over there.
Are we set? Everybody Wait. Here? Hello. Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are theater geeks.
Hello there. Welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. We are in our second episode of three that we are taping at the Bristol Opera House with a live audience. Give yourselves a big hand, live audience. Thanks for being here today. It is November 9th. You'll probably hear this episode a little bit further down the line from a couple of weeks down the line, but that's the way it goes in podcast land. With us today are, in addition to John and Marcia, are Rick Ellis, who is our quiz master for today,
Yay.
Because we're going to be playing, I Know, the internationally famous and ever popular game show that is everyone's favorite.
But we do have a listener in South Africa. We know
do
that.
Have a listener in South Africa.
Oh, yeah,
she picked that up. The boy, she was a great
she really
guest.
Likes us.
Yes, she loves us, and actually, she went back and listened to all of our first 100 episodes. In about 2 months, and we were actually kind of shocked, but we were very gratified
she
as well.
She now only has one ear.
She only has one ear. That's right. And and also with us today is our MC, Mr. Kevin Agelski. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank Hello, you. Everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
And Joe Pulaski from Bandwagon Video is videotaping us today, so there will Yay. Also be a video version of these episodes online for
That's
you to
really
look
good
at.
Good to see all of us in our
We
beauty.
Have a special guest coming up here in just a few minutes, but first, Kevin, it's time to play I Know, I Know.
Yes, sir. I Know, I Know. And
I
this game we're going to play is called Get the Geeks.
Oh.
Now, each panel member is going to be playing for a member of our studio audience.
This sounds we have to draw one for each member.
That is correct. That is correct. We're going to draw three tickets and we're going to have three different people.
Okay,
and our geeks will represent an audience member. I will ask them as many questions as I can in 30 seconds.
Okay.
The one that gets the most correct will win Peter Baker's voice on their answering machine.
There you go. Yes. That's,
Do we? Are we announcing who we're playing for?
Well, we will announce. Yes. Just a moment. Let me play this first.
Again?
Oops.
Peter.
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Oh.
Ah, I have a technical issue.
We're experiencing technical.
This is Peter Baker's voice on your answering machine.
Hello. I'm Pete Baker. Welcome to Theatre Geeks Live at the Bristol Opera House. Today, someone in our audience will have a chance to play everyone's favorite test of theatrical knowledge. I know, I know. And the winner will receive me. Well, actually, the winner receives a recording of me for his or her telephone answering machine. I'll be saying something no doubt exciting, such as, Judy's not at home. She's probably walking the dog, so please leave a message at the tone. Or, Fred had too many gin and tonics last night and can't get to the phone just now. Or, Susan's not available at the moment. If you are her ex-boyfriend, don't bother leaving a message because now I'm the fellow making her breakfast in bed. Anything you want, actually. And, of course, I'll do it in my best BBC Points West style. Have a good time playing, and best of luck to all theatre geeks.
All right.
Okay.
That's a note to our studio audience that you have to laugh at that every time, even though you laughed the first time. So it's really, there you go. That helps. It helps the audience listening out there. So we have to – Peter Baker – as Marcia was questioning this, is a BBC announcer. He's obviously from England, and he is very popular as a voiceover artist and does a lot of commercial work over there. We just thought it'd be really cool to have his voice on your answering machine.
Oh, it
machine.
Is. Now that I'm
I want his voice
now
on my
you're
answering machine.
Right. That's right. Anyway, so we – oh.
So let's see. Dave, who are you playing for?
Who am I playing for? I'm playing for 1-819-594.
Okay.
There you go.
From Mike Stoll.
Mike Stoll is out
Mike
there,
Stoll?
Okay?
Good Lord.
And then,
and
no, Mike Stoll.
Oh, you want us to do
yes,
this
yes.
one?
Yes,
okay, 1-819-5-9-7.
9-7. There we go.
Okay, and tell us your name again.
Kathy.
Okay.
Okay, and John Jay?
246. No, I'm sorry. 1-819-582.
82.
All right.
That's Carl Wiesinger. I'll do my best, Carl.
Okay. We're going to start off with Dave. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. You answer as many questions as you can in that 30 seconds.
All right.
We ready?
Rick's got to go on here.
Rick is the quiz master.
I'll tell you when.
Okay. Go.
A journalist who writes reviews for theater productions is called what?
Critic.
Yes. A run-through in which the actors wear costumes and makeup is referred to as?
Dress rehearsal.
Yes. What is the name of the area directly off stage, left and right?
Wings.
Correct. The space above the stage where scenery may be lifted out of sight by means of ropes and pulleys is called?
The fly
space. That is correct. The term for light, which can be seen in undesired areas of the stage, is what?
For
I don't even
white?
Understand that.
That is
the
seen...
term for light.
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 Oh, spill?
Yes, spill. That is correct. Okay.
Wow.
And I heard the buzzer go off. Dave, you've got five correct.
Five correct. Okay. That was the buzzer. There we go.
It doesn't sound buzzing to
it
me.
It was dinging, but it's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, that's
Marcia.
The dinger.
You're
here
up,
go.
And this is Ladies of the Stage.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Ooh. Remember, I'm very old and my memory's going. Go ahead.
Okay. First one. This fair lady, who is best known for her screen roles, won a 1953 Oscar and a 1954 Tony.
Julie Andrews.
Audrey Hepburn. Amy Morton was Tony-nominated Best Actress for the revival of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, but this lady originated the role of Martha on Broadway.
Uta Hagen.
Uta Hagen, that is correct. Bring It On, the musical, a 2013 Tony nominee for Best Musical, is based on a 2000 film that starred this actress who also played Spider-Man's red-haired girlfriend.
I'm sorry, I really didn't understand what you were saying because he was dinging over
he
there.
He was dinging. Okay, you can't unding a ding, but I'll reread it for you.
Thank you.
Bring It On, the musical. The 2013 Tony nominee for Best Musical is based on a 2000 film that starred this actress who also played Spider-Man's red-haired girlfriend.
Oh, gee. I don't know. Amy Adams? I don't know.
Kirsten Dunst,
I guess.
There you go, Dave. That's correct. That is correct.
I do not go to the movies very often anymore.
There you go.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. He already danged, donged.
All right.
So yes.
It's John's turn.
Okay. And third, John Shop. This is Men of the Stage. Tony winning actor Sir Ian McKellen returns to Broadway this season. He was discovered by a new generation in what film series?
The Harry Potter series.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that one, yeah.
This principal character of Motown, the musical, was a featherweight boxer and a music mogul.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
There you go. Barry Gordy. A stage musical of Rocky, the Oscar-winning film, is coming to Broadway in February. The show was conceived by this original Rocky Balboa.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, you got it right. Okay, John, go ahead.
Dave's questions were shorter.
Yes, they were.
They were.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we call that question envy. So, what we have here is the winner will be Mike Stoll. Dave got five answers correct.
There you go.
You will be getting Peter Baker's voice on your home answering machine.
There you go. Cool.
Didn't
All right.
His wife get the same thing?
Yeah, his wife got the same. You have to get
That's
separate
not
phones.
Fair.
There you go. Put one on your cell phone and one on your house phone if you still have one. Some people don't even have home phones
there you
anymore.
Go.
So who was in the Harry Potter series? Because to be quite frank, all those old men look the same. With the long
died, remember?
Well, but then they replaced him, and then they replaced him again.
Gambon. Oh, but Harris. What's Harris?
They all had long
Richard
white.
Richard Harris. That's right.
They all had long white beards and mustaches. I don't know.
Yeah, they were disguised. Anyway, okay. Well, we're going to move right along. We have a special guest with us today. And this is actually, we have a special guest for all three of these episodes. Dave Kempfer is a longtime ECT person, got involved here at Elkhart Civic Theater, for those of you out in Pakistan. He's been an actor here since about 2001, something like that, and has sort of, and he's also in our current production of Spamalot, but you have also in the intervening years sort of embarked on another sort of career avocation combination kind of thing in stand-up comedy. Why don't you... Yes. Do what you do, and then we'll talk about it.
All right, we'll try.
Okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, he is standing up.
Oh, there we go, there we go. It'll be on video, there we go.
All right, test one, two, we good?
Yep.
All right. Hello, people I know. So, some of you know this, some of you don't. I'm from Akron, Ohio, originally. Rubber capital of the nation. That's tires, not condoms. Now, I normally make a penis joke there, but this is a family show. So insert your own penis joke.
Oh.
Did you tell him he was at the...
This is really as appropriate as I get. I apologize so much,
okay.
Marcia.
Hey, I'm this is perfectly okay, as long as I don't have to put that little thing on. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
South Africa.
Well,
Bettina,
so did the British. All right. But anyway, like I said, I came from the rubber capital of the nation. In fact, I graduated from Harvey S. Firestone High School. We were home of the... that deserves no applause. You guys were correct. He was mistaken. But no, Harvey S. Firestone High School, home of the Fighting Falcons. Go, Falcons! To be fair, it was a visual arts school, so it was less like, go, Falcons, and more, go, Falcons. We had a football team that was 0-8, but our production of Cats was going to state, so we were good. We were good. Since I'm bad at segues, this next one's about my mom. I grew up with five moms. That's right. Grew up with five moms. I've got the biological, the foster, the step, the adopted, and the lesbian. If I get married, I will have a mother-in-law. That's a complete set, and I get a bonus one. So I think I'm going to pick a lesbian because they don't argue with me about my marital status. Why aren't you married, Dave? Well, why aren't you married, Mom? Why aren't you married? I'm getting disapproval from the back. All right. Another thing that a lot of people don't know about me is that I do have autism. A lot of people don't believe me when I tell them this because I don't look like Dustin Hoffman. I also don't talk about trains all the time. Now, this doesn't mean if you know somebody who likes trains, they have autism. They could just be a loser who likes trains. That's just how that goes. I'm also not the counting type. No one take me to Vegas because we'll lose. I'm not the type that if you take a bunch of like toothpicks and throw them on the ground, I'm going, 135. What I will say... is who threw 135 toothpicks on the ground? Now we need new toothpicks. We live in a society. Pick those up. I apologize in advance. I'm an ass about it. That's why they call it Asperger's.
Oh, gee.
Now, surprisingly, Kevin, they don't have Asperger's in France. Do you know what they have?
No, I don't.
They have Ass Royale with cheese. That is not a Pulp Fiction. That is a Pulp Fact. To wrap up, I want to leave you with a quick story. I took a friend of mine up to Grand Rapids. We did Gilda's Laugh Fest up there. And he was going to do his first ever public set. It was the first time he was going to be doing stand-up in front of a room of people. And he got cold feet. And I asked him what was going on. And he looked at me and he goes, Dave, I'm aware that if you die on stage, you die in real life. And I said, you idiot. That's dreams. If your dreams die on stage, they die in real life. Thank you.
Huh. Okay, so
let's get serious.
I really liked Ass Royale with cheese. I'm sorry, I was really that was great. So how does a kid from Mishawaka get into stand-up comedy? You've got to tell us what the route is.
I've been doing improv for about as long as I've been acting here at ECT.
Right.
And part of that was just getting into the right groups. Osceola Community Theater was going on for a while. I did a show there, and they had a stand-up comedian who was a friend of theirs. Mm-hmm. He was coming in to do a show for them, and they said, hey, you should come see the show and talk to him because he does improv as well as stand-up. And I talked to him. They were like, hey, you know, they saw me do some improv and was like, sure, come, you know, be part of our group. And it was the Political Stag Party at the time is what they were called. Got into that group, and eventually a couple of them were like, you know, you're funny. You should try stand-up, not so much because you'd be good at it, but because, and that's what was told to me. It's like, not that you'd be necessarily, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it makes you more marketable. Like, an improv troupe is very hard to book a club.
Right.
But one guy with a notebook going, hey, I can tell jokes for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, sure, we'll give you $20 for that, or free drinks. So,
right.
And that's kind of how it happened. And it just happened about, it'll be 3 years in February that I've been doing stand-up.
Right. And you write all your own stuff, right?
Correct.
Obviously. And so do you spend a lot of time writing, or are you doing some of it off the cuff with the audience?
There's a few things that I do off the cuff. Stuff that I did today was all pretty much my first set that I did, actually. Mm-hmm. Just honed for 3 years to be a little more compact. But I kind of write as things go. I'm definitely more an off-the-cuff person in general, so it's almost hard for me to write jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Just because stuff that's funny in the moment, and people are like, you should put that in your act. It's like, no, I shouldn't, because that was funny now. That won't be funny later.
Right.
Type things.
Yeah.
So
it's something you have to create the situation very quickly in the audience's mind that has never, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
So it has to work
you
right
have to,
away.
Yeah. You can't give them the, okay, here's what we were doing. We were all in a dressing room, and we were talking about this. And then that happened, and this happened, and it's funny because of that, and
no.
They're gone.
Yeah, right.
Compare the experience of being on stage in front of an audience by yourself doing your own material as opposed to being, like, on stage in a production.
It's surprisingly a lot like, you know, we're doing Spam-A-Lot right now, and a lot of stuff that we do on stage in a production, you can rely on other people to help you out. Whether it's being given a note for a song so that you hit it as well, or kind of glancing at somebody if you like skip a step or something and you're learning how to do a dance, you can rely on another person. When you're doing stand-up, it's you against the world, because you don't have anybody else to rely on. You bomb. There's no one to back you up there. It's a little nerve-wracking. I told John the other day that I was pretty nervous about doing this, and he goes, you know, well, you do it in front of strangers all the time, and you invite mm-hmm. us to come to your shows as well, so why are you nervous now? And my answer to that is because I know most of these people, and I'll see them later.
Right. Okay.
And there are some jokes that I tell that I want you to hear, but not really.
Uh-huh. Why? Because they're about us, Dave? Is that the problem? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I
speak for yourself.
Oh, Marcia. You really think I don't have 5 minutes on? No, I'm.
You better not.
I think everybody
better
has
not.
5 minutes on.
You see what I have to put up
with? So, welcome to the Theater Geeks roast of Marcia Fulmer.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's a brilliant idea. But I'm a masochist. So.
Yeah, yes.
But no, I mean.
So there's some safety in knowing that you're never going to see those people again. Is that the idea?
A little bit. Like,
yeah.
There really is. Like, you can.
The anonymity?
I mean, you know, I do stuff in Grand Rapids and Chicago and New York and Lima
so that I don't have to then like run into them at the market and be like, heard your joke about that sexual experience you had. I can't believe you said that.
What now? You've performed in New York with the improv troupe and also doing stand-up as well?
Yeah, we...
So how does that happen? Is it open mic stuff that you just go to, or do you, or is it other things?
We went to a couple open mics that were just free-for-all open mics that you would just go up, do like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, it was like we're doing 5 minutes of stand-up in New York. So it was all like sparkly lights and eyes wide.
Right.
Like, New York City, yay! UCB, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, does a very interesting thing. On Friday nights, they have a thing called Liquid Courage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it starts at midnight, and it's an open mic for sketch comedy. So you can bring a sketch to them. It has to be about 5 minutes long. It can have 100 people in it, though, maybe. Ours had 4. But you present it to them. They go, sure, we would like you to be in our set tonight. They make a list. There were, like, I think 24 sketches that they did the night that we went. We were, like, 17 throughout all of it. And it was literally an open mic for people to do sketch comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of how we ended up doing sketch. And we didn't do improv that time in New York. But that's how we got to do sketch and stand-up. Out in New York City.
That's cool. So you also have you have a podcast. You're a fellow podcaster.
Yes,
tell
sir.
Us a little bit about that.
It's the Broken News Podcast. It's a lot like this show, except instead of theater, it's news, and I say the F word a lot more.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, that's because I don't.
A little more adult.
We don't say it at all.
You got the explicit.
So once is a lot more.
There you go. 100% more. You have obviously. But you're on iTunes and all those kind of places, too.
Yeah, it's myself and my buddy Mike Marchand.
Mm-hmm.
We have our site, yourbrokennews.com, that people can go to and find us and mm-hmm. find the shows and such.
Cool.
And yeah, we're on Stitcher. And
so where are you doing? You're here doing Spam-a-Lot now. Where are you going to be doing stand up again soon?
My next gig, we're doing a show in Lima, Ohio, for the governor mm-hmm. of Ohio. We're doing it's going to be a completely improv show that I do with a group called Laughs in Middle America,
mm-hmm.
which spells out Lima.
Laughs in. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow, look at you.
Acronyms.
I know, right?
You need to go to Akron then.
Yeah. But after that, I've got a show in Chicago that I'm doing the first weekend in December.
Cool.
As well.
Great.
That'll be fun.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thanks for showing up. Thanks for being here and being on Theater Geek.
Thanks
and,
for showing up, Dave.
Good job, Dave.
Yeah, sometimes the guests don't show up. That's it. That's our biggest problem with this podcast.
And I'll be back in 6 hours.
There you go. Be back here in 6 hours doing Spam-a-Lot.
Right.
Kevin, what is up?
Okay, we have another game we're going to play, and it is limericks.
Uh-oh.
We're going to pick a member of our audience, and I'm going to read 3 limericks. If you can complete 2 out of the 3, you will win a fabulous prize from the Bristol Opera House, Elkhart Civic Theater, Props Room.
Otherwise known as a dungeon.
So the person who we're playing for is 1-8-1-9-5-8-4.
8-4. That's you?
Very good.
Mr. Hutchings, come on.
This is John Hutchings.
Mr. Hutchings, come on up. Come on down, like they say in
come on down.
That show is.
They say it better than that.
Okay, it's as easy as it gets. Here's your first one. Little nifties, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies who are indiscreet. On the avenue, I'm talking to you here on 42nd...
Street,
very good.
Wow.
All right, here's your next one. In darkness, you know you can't fight. You make my song take flight. For each sensation and imagination, the power of the music of the...
Night.
And that's with a K, night.
There you go.
And your third one. A rather uninspiring thing. He's getting wildly out of wing. Enemies beware with so little hair. Oh, he just can't wait to be... King, very good.
Oh. There we go. 3 out of 3.
And here's your magic wand.
We won a magic wand. Ooh. There you go. Okay, well, that wraps up another episode of Theater Geeks. Thanks for being here, Kevin Agelski, Rick Ellis, Joe Pulaski, our videographer, for John and Marcia and I. We really appreciate you folks showing up here at the Bristol Opera House. We are doing one more episode right after this one. Before we close out, I just want to remind our listeners at home that you should stop by our website to both listen to the show and to go to our store at theatergeeks.com/store, where we have hats, cups, these great mugs here, these T-shirts here, and Marcia's favorite what?
I don't know.
Clocks, teddy bears.
Teddy bears, clocks. Yeah.
Coffee like, mugs, beer steins.
Marcia's a big, big fan of the coffee mugs, actually.
I am.
There we
I
go.
Am.
So,
my coffee mug is all caffeine stained inside already.
There you go.
It gets coffee so much.
So, thanks for being with us. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Sheldon.
And I'm Marcia Fuller. And we are Theater Geeks.
Time for me to grab one more cup of coffee. We'll have one more episode.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.